Jessica Horn, what is your title with the library?
I'm currently the acting CEO of the Cochrane Public Library.
Okay, and every summer you have a summer reading club, and you're having it this summer too. Can you tell me about it?
We are very excited to host our TD Summer Reading Club again for summer 2024. We have been fortunate for the last 20 years to receive funding from the Cochrane Lions Club. They provide us with money every summer that we're able to use to really enhance the program, get all kinds of new kids books, all kinds of prizes, decorations, the ability to really make it a really great interactive and 7-week long program. So it's a pretty big undertaking for us. And we're very, very thankful to the Lions Club for providing the funding for 2 decades now. Which is crazy to think about in terms of
continued support.
Just how long their support has been going on and how much we've been able to do with that.
TD also contributes, obviously.
So the program is presented by the Toronto Public Library and TD Bank, and they provide a lot of free resources for the libraries to use and for all the community members to use. And they make a website, they make booklets, stickers. It's really, really interactive and immersive.
How does it work?
So we're going to be running it 3 days a week from July 2nd to August 15th. So there'll be a program every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday afternoon at 1 at the library. And we really encourage families to do the reading together at home. And they can prepare a book report, and that can be, oh, I can hear myself. Sorry. That's it.
Okay.
So I'm going to start that sentence over.
Yeah, please.
So we really encourage families to do their reading together at home, and they can prepare a book report to present at our meetings throughout the week. And that can be a written book report, it can be presented orally, or they could also draw a picture of their favorite scene from the book. And so there'll be a short period during the program for everyone to come up and present their book report. If they wish, they don't have to do it in front of everybody else. They'll have the opportunity to spin the wheel and get some different prizes. We've got things like free stickers up for grabs if you want to come and present your book report, or just hand in your written book report. And then we're going to have a story and a craft or an experiment based on that week's theme. So we have 7 different themes going on for the whole summer and 3 age groups. So you can come every day and have a completely different experience.
The important thing, I take it, is to have kids reading during the summer and families reading together, but during the summer.
The important thing is to keep kids engaged in reading throughout the summer months, to keep them working on those skills, their reading, their writing, their learning skills, and also to keep reading fun and to promote the library as a fun community place for the whole family.
All right. Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
Yes. So we are having our sign-up days on June 12th and June 22nd. There'll be a craft that you can participate in that day. You can register for the program that day. However, if you can't make it those days, or if you're a grandparent who's having your grandkids come and visit, even just for a week this summer, they can drop in at every time and register. You don't have to sign up for the whole summer and attend every session. It's drop in and it's come as you can.
All right. What time is that out on the 12th and 22nd? Also 1 o'clock?
No. So June 12th is a Wednesday. That's going to be at 5:30 p.m. And Saturday, June 22nd at 11 a.m.